Blog Talk Radio.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show. Live, 10 o'clock coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. In Phoenix, Arizona. It's 901 in Houston, Texas. Again, coming to you live from Hack Media Studios here in Tampa, Florida. It's your hip-hop informer, that dude, T.M. Hyman, live from Florida tonight. Wow, what tragedy struck here this morning. Tonight, we talk about the tragedy out in St. Petersburg, Florida, where a neighborhood was turned into a war zone around 7 o'clock this morning. Folks were greeted by the police department knocking at their doors, telling them they needed to vacate the premises. No explanations provided. In turn, again, a St. Petersburg neighborhood was turned into a war zone today. If you're online, why don't you Google Hydra Lacey? Hydra Lacey, tonight's conversation really is hot off the press. Again, St. Petersburg neighborhood turned into a war zone around 8 a.m. this morning. We'll talk about the details. It's Monday, January 24th. We were supposed to talk about mortgage versus rent this Money Monday. We'll talk about that in a future show. Tonight, breaking news out of St. Petersburg, Florida tonight. We'll be right back.
Facebook status.
Oh, yeah.
It read she's the one and only, but yeah, she's still lonely. I'm thinking to myself now, maybe I should leave a comment, maybe I should hit the inbox, or maybe I should mind my business. She ain't the type for computer love, but she looking like she from above, so I hit the inbox. And I shouted, what's up? Hello, miss, my name Lowless. Don't mind me, I'm just another artist. And you can shoot me down, but regardless, I gotta tell you that I think you are flawless.
Man, I just put myself all the way out there. I just hope I ain't explain myself. Okay. Gotta know the case. Gotta know the friend sweat. I don't even know this nigga. Man. Imagine the status. Know you know. Oh, there you go. Send something back. Let me click on this right quick. See what you're talking about. She hit me back like, Lord, already know you. Seen all
your videos and I was gonna poke you. That's how I know you like yellow and I'm brown skin. And I ain't know if you was digging that complexion. LOL, anyway, how is life? Do you have any kids with a bottle white?
No.
Me, I guess I'm doing good. Except for the fact my man is no good. You done me wrong in any possible way it could. It's gonna lead to him, and I still should. But if I leave, then it's back to the hood. You probably don't understand, I'm misunderstood. I read a message, then I send a message back. And so they don't be stressing over that. People gon' be people, tell them holler back. And here's the number to my chat, we gon' fix that.
TM Highline Radio Live. Welcome to the show. It's Monday, January 24th, 2011. A warrant was served in St. Petersburg today, or a warrant was being served in St. Petersburg today when a neighborhood was turned into a war zone. Our condolences go out to the family, friends, and colleagues of two police officers killed along with an injured U.S. Marshal today. We're discussing the unprecedented happening that took place this morning in St. Petersburg, Florida, and the reality of the scene. Hit us up, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926, to comment and to provide your opinion. We were supposed to talk about mortgage versus rent tonight. We will on a future show. Again, St. Petersburg neighborhood turned into a war zone. But go ahead and let's get the angels on. All the way live from Chesapeake, VA. Give it up. I'm about to give it up for Didi. Didi.
I don't know if I'm supposed to say good afternoon in the morning, town.
Good afternoon in the morning, time. That's funny. Give it up for Ms. Willingham, all the way live from VA.
Hey, everybody. Good evening.
What's going on? All the way live from Newark. Newark, Delaware.
No, not New Jersey, Terrence.
Newark,
Delaware,
Delaware,
remember?
Look, man, I'm trying to, like, read the notes and everything for this crazy situation earlier. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina, it is CeeLo.
Good afternoon in the morning time. Yay. Hi, everybody.
Hey, you
hey,
sure that's CeeLo or Didi?
Didi.
That might be Didi.
It's Didi right here. Yeah,
that's
I
what it is. Hey. Bony
hey, tonight. St. Petersburg Police Department is mourning the loss of two veterans on their police force. Heidi Lacey, 39-year-old African-American male out of St. Petersburg, the brother of Jeff Lacey, who's a boxer, was killed around 11 o'clock this morning. I'll tell you. The people in the neighborhood describe the scene as machine guns, tanks, robots. They said they heard sounds that sound like cannons, over 200 rounds of shots fired. In the aftermath, you have a dead suspect, two dead officers, and a U.S. Marshal who is in the hospital tonight. What in the hell is happening?
But look, okay, so but look, from what I found out, he was the warrant was being served for his failure to appear on a charge of aggravated battery because they said, like,
right.
Last year, last November, he beat his wife up. And, you know, they had pressed charges. So he was he had a court date in November, and he didn't show for it. So that's what the warrant was behind. And they said he already had a violent, you know, he was violent at home, even though, you know, the people outside of home didn't seem to be that way. But inside his home, he was. So, I mean,
I'm going to tell you what I was most, like, just stunned by. Do you all understand how he died? He didn't die by gunfire.
I know he died in the, they say he died in his attic.
But do you understand how he died in the attic? Folks,
they,
listen
they
to
shot
this.
Him. He
this
shot
is unprecedented. The police department bulldozed the house and killed him while he was up in the attic. They bulldozed the house.
Excuse me.
No, this is, like, ridiculous.
Wow. What do you do that at? Apparently in Miami-Dade, Florida. Are you serious?
No, this happened in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Okay, so that's
they bulldozed the house.
Okay.
No, it's unbelievable. Folks, the neighborhood was a very dangerous place to be at 7 o'clock this morning. We're talking about the neighborhood in St. Petersburg, Florida, that was turned into a war zone today. An unprecedented amount of police officers on the scene, an unprecedented amount of fire power used. We're going to keep this conversation going. We're talking about something that is unbelievable. If you know anything about this tragedy, if you want to see, hit us up, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Good morning.
Hello. Hey, yeah. If rap a little bit more. I don't think they can hear me. Check this out. Bad boy. Let's work. Come on. Let's work. Don't stop. Let's rock. Let's work. Make you feel good too. Man. Don't stop. I see you. Let's work. It's that dirty money. How fly as he? Your baby mama cry for me like Joe to see. So how you not notice me? Pull up to the club in the coldest V. Literally cold. Little did he know how that did he flow. How that did he go so hard like a crowbar, still getting dough. Whoa,
whoa, whoa. Yeah, I like this.
Come on. Can you feel it?
Can you feel it?
Can you feel it?
Nothing can save you.
It's that dirty money.
Got your boyfriend feeling like a groupie.
Some crazy stuff going on in the news and in the U.S. just over the past 24 hours. I believe there were how many police officers that were shot in the past 24 hours? Is it 11 or 12?
11.
11.
11.
11. 11. And it stretches from, gosh, what, in Oregon, I believe also in Indianapolis, and in Port Orchard, Washington,
right.
And Detroit. So, I mean, it's all over the place. So, you know, they have police officers, you know, really, really, really worried about, you know, the state of protection for officers, not just for the communities, but for officers. A lot of police, they're ramping up security, you know, in the different districts and things of that sort. I mean, what do you guys think about what's going on with the attack on officers? I mean, that's a lot of police officers that have been gunned down in just 24 hours.
What I think comes down to is the fact that people that are shooting out of desperation. I'm not saying, you know, I'm not, like, defending them at all, but I'm just saying that's what it seems like to me. It seems like that because it's in different places within a 24-hour period. Like, two of them were, like, two of the shootings were traffic stops. So that in lies, okay, the people either didn't want to get caught for, you know, law reasons, or they didn't want to pay a ticket. They can't, that could have been their breaking straw. It tells me that something is going on in the United States. It resonates. A cry for help is what it does to me.
Well, I don't know about a cry for help, because I think you can cry for help without killing police officers or without killing anybody.
But those are moments
crying out for help. You know, I think a lot of that is desperation,
right,
and
exactly.
I think that's the point that you're making. But
right.
To me, you know, it seems to be disregard. You know, just total like. Disregard.
Right, but that disregard started somewhere. You see what I'm saying? That disregard, before that disregard happened, it was other things going on before that, like the Hydra Lacey. Okay, him. He was in prison for 10 years for pretty much kidnapping and holding a child under 13 against their will and sexual battery. So before he shot the police, before he beat his wife, he was touching on kids. After he touched the kid, that's when he starts beating on his wife. Then after that, he shoots the police officer. It was something that was going on prior to, you know what I'm saying? Yes, it's straight up desperation.
Yeah, but tell me how that background has anything to do with a cry for help.
Because before he was a man, he was a boy. You know what I'm saying? Where was the ball dropped in his life? that made him think that any of that stuff was all right. That's where I'm looking outside of, yes, I see the situation. And the thing is that the people he shot, between the two of them, there were four children that now have one less parent.
It sounds to me like if he was crying for help, his history, his past, led up to a whole lot of hurt for others as he was crying out for help.
Right.
Folks, if you just tuned into the show, tonight is Monday, January 24th, 2011, and we're just talking about the breaking news out of St. Petersburg, Florida tonight, where two officers have fallen, along with the U.S. Marshal, who is in the hospital tonight. CNN has discussed a staggering number tonight across the country. Within 24 hours, 11 officers shot. That's what Toya just brought up. Folks, something has got to come to an end when it comes to just violence. CeeLo, I do agree with you when you said that it's out of desperation. Something that you said initially, before you actually said it was a cry for help, you said people ultimately don't want to get a ticket, don't want to go back to jail. You know, I think it's a reflex.
Right, they're not thinking past their intention. You know, their intention is just, I'm going to stop this from happening. It's not going to happen to me. I'm going to stop it right here. You know, it's not. They're not thinking past that person that they're just. You know, they're not thinking past themselves. I'm just going to stop this person. They're not thinking about the family or the friends or, you know, that's behind this person. That person isn't even a person to them.
Yeah, something's got to change.
Yeah.
It's 10:22 coming up. Finance, you and tune to TM Hammer Radio Live. We'll be right back.
With Stan.
Hey God, thank you for all of my blessings. I'm this bitch black and I don't know where I'm
coming.
But you just lead the way and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I'm this bitch black and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. This life hard to swallow. That's why I got my bottle. I feel my life won't change if I don't hit the lotto. See, I got dreams, but they don't know what that means, so they try to bring me down. At least that's how it seems, but you're king of the kings, the God of the gods. And I'ma need you to handle all of my pride. I know where I'm at, but yet I'm still lost. I just know where I'm going. If you cut me out, please don't do that. I can't survive without you, as long as I know that. I'll never be without you, my faith so strong. I never ever doubt you, the God's in me, and you do, just get it out you. And Lord, please forgive me, for days I won't church. I was out there crying, doing my dirt. That ain't fair to you, I owe you so much. I'll always be your child, please help me grow up. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way, and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way, and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I got faith in tomorrow. So I don't worry much about these hard times. Cause he gon' clear it up, everything gon' be fine. I ain't struggling for nothing, he's turning me into something. I know God is real and there's nothing else above him. So I gotta tell Jesus, there's no one like you. My own people do me wrong, but you always come through. But I must say, Jesus, it's hard being you. So my own people might say I did them wrong too. I guess I'm trying to say that ain't nobody perfect, but nobody's always worthless. I know that's a purpose. Home is our earth is, and I would not be nervous. The street lights come on, and it's time for me to go home. I worship the Alpha and Omega, who you know do it better. So many troubles, but it gets me through whatever. Long as you find God, you can find him however. What you say here felt that you had to go to Mecca. So God, thank you for all of my blessings. I swear it's pitch black, and I don't know where I'm headed. But you just lead the way, and I'ma just follow. I'm struggling today, but I
need energy, can't sleep, yo, you have discomfort, yo, I got a solution for you. The name of the company is called Ciora. Yo, I need you to log on foresight.ciora.com. www.foresight.ciora.com. Stress, pain, can't sleep, all of those issues. Put the Red Bull down. Stop popping those pills because this product is non-transdermal. Ciora is the company. Yo, it's global. It is blown up, and now it's all over the world. Be the first to try a new cutting-edge solution. www.foresight.ciora.com. Foresight.ciora.com. Can't sleep? Need energy? Got discomfort? Ciora. Welcome back to the show. It's 10:26, coming to you live from Hack Media Studios in Tampa, Florida. Log on to www.hacmedia.com. Follow us. Tonight's topic, St. Petersburg neighborhood turned into a war zone this morning. Some citizens described it as something right out of the movies that you would never believe. St. Petersburg is a pretty nice town. It's full of water and beautiful beaches. Tonight, it's shaken due to the death of two fallen officers. We just want to give, special thanks to the lives, dedication, and service of these officers. Sergeant Thomas Batinger, who was a huge fan of the Green Bay Packers, along with, I don't know if he was a sergeant or not, but, you know, so we're just going to say Officer Jeff Yeslowitz. Folks, this is like real. Who would ever think that a warrant being served would turn into just like mass hysteria, you know, in a community? I mean,
well,
over 200 rounds. Unbelievable. Go ahead, CeeLo.
Oh, no, I was going to say, well, I mean, it wasn't the first time, you know, within this past week, actually, that Florida had seen that. I mean,
Miami.
I was going to say, on Thursday, down in Miami. Right, yeah,
yeah,
Thursday. Like, they were serving, it was four police officers that actually went to serve the warrant. Two went to the door, and the suspect, that, you know, he shot both of those officers. And then one of the fourth officer shot the suspect and killed him. So it's like, you know, and it was over a warrant being served. Because what? He's not going back. Yeah.
I don't know if we have reached that point.
Yeah, breaking
in
point.
In society where it's no hose bar. I really don't care. It's do or die. You know, I don't know. I don't want to really believe that we've reached those depths of desperation. But I think the fact that 11 officers have been killed, not just shot, but killed
right
across the country within 24 hours, that's something that should make us all stand up. 917-889-3926 is the number. TM Hammer Radio Live is the show. Thanks for riding with us. Wow.
Yeah.
Dee Dee, you're quiet tonight.
Yeah, just a tad bit quiet. Just getting off the road, actually. So I wasn't doing a whole lot of moving around. I didn't want everybody to hear all the noise. Thank God I feel a lot better. But I was listening, definitely paying attention now. I mean, off at the, you know, at the tragedies that have happened within the last 24 hours. I'm like, I'm listening. I'm like, okay, cry for help, stupidity, idiocy, ridiculousness. I mean,
all of that.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, wrapped
it together, right?
It just lost. Period. I don't, for whatever reason. And you, a coward, now we'll never know why, a lot of, you know, because a lot of them not here to tell us why anymore. So
right,
just,
like the one who, the guy who, remember, I reported last night, how, you know, that the guy shot the four police officers in Detroit.
Yeah.
And the thing is, he, you know, the police officers, they killed him, so, like, they'll never know why he actually opened fire on them. But they said that his cousin was set to go on trial for a double murder, like, on Tuesday. So, like, whether that really has something to do with it or not, who knows? But it could be.
I mean, it's like this to me. I guess since the beginning of time, if you look at, I mean, I'm a spiritual person. You look back into your Bible. We've been in war since the beginning of, since we know. However, you know what I'm saying? I take it to a very, I break it all the way down. I don't even look at it that broad. Because I guess, you know, that's, we take the good with the bad. That's what comes with good and evil or whatever, you know, the balance of the life cycle. However, I look at it as a loss of a father, a loss of a brother, loss of a son. And it's just ridiculous.
Mother.
And you know what I'm saying? They don't understand how what you got to do to patch, to make these families continue to work and to look in these kids' eyes for, you know what I'm saying, all this loss, you know, so they can continue to make it. And they wonder, they don't want to go to school because all they want everything to be is nice and how it used to be. And they don't want anybody to be mean because, you know, they don't want to go through any more hurt, any more loss. They just want to be loved. They don't understand why. And it's like, you know, we're not doing a great job as adults.
That's why we're supposed to beat our kids, so they don't do stuff like that. They're beaten, I'm telling you. Or they beat them the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? They beat them out of hate. They didn't beat them, you know, to correct them or anything. No, they beat them the wrong way or something. Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't following you for a second. Okay, gotcha.
The city of St. Petersburg can breathe tonight.
Yeah.
Folks, Hydra Lacey bulldozed to death by the St. Petersburg Police Department in an effort to capture him after killing two veterans on the force today. It's just an unbelievable concept. It looks like Jeff Yazlowitz was a part of the K-9 unit, and, you know, and if you're, you know, part of the K-9 unit, you're a special person hanging out with a four-legged friend every day. I'm sure the four-legged friend wish he was up in that attic tonight, earlier today, excuse me. It looks like Thomas Battinger was described as a spirit of life. Again, these two fallen officers, our condolences go out to the family and friends, colleagues of those two officers. Wow, just an unbelievable situation tonight. I've never seen a situation, and I actually seen the house on the news after it had been bulldozed. And, I mean, they bulldozed this house.
Wow.
So I can't imagine, you know, what Mr. Hydra Lacey actually experienced in his downfall. We'll keep this conversation going, folks. Coming up, we have Finance live from Newark, Delaware. It is Monday, January 22nd, 2010. Thanks for riding with us. You are tuned to T.M. Hyman Radio Live.
T.M. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. T.M. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. T.M. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
I'm like, yeah, I bet you wanna get down. Come and roll with
You're in tune to WHAC, TM Hyman Radio Live. It's 45 degrees in Atlanta. It's 22 degrees in New York City. All the way live from Newark, Delaware, with our finance. I'm passing it off to Toya.
Hello, hello. This evening we just wanted to touch on 10 ways to budget when you are broke. At this financial day and age, it's not uncommon for people to not have money. But even when you don't have money, you still need to budget the little bit that you do have. You know, suffering from a lack of cash, you know, it's likely that you are not following a budget that reflects your actual earnings. So just keep in mind, it's never too late to achieve your financial goals. Just get started. You know, once you get the ball rolling, then it's easier to get things back to where they should be. So 10 steps to make your financial life less stressful. First, you want to avoid immediate disaster. If you are seeing that you're not able to make payments, then you want to try to put a nip in the bud early on. So if you can, request bill extensions or payment plans through the companies that you are making late payments to. A lot of times they will work with you. Second thing you need to do is review your credit card payments. If necessary, just ask the company to offer a payment plan just to get back on track or to keep you from going into collections. Make sure you prioritize your bills. Determine what needs to be paid first. Of course, your mortgage or rent would be the most important thing. Is it necessary to have cable? If you can't pay your electric bill, I wouldn't say that it is. So, you know, prioritize your bills. Make sure you pay what needs to be paid, the necessities first, and all of the extras can be cut off and turn back on when, you know, you can actually afford them. The one thing you want to do, which we normally wouldn't recommend, but if you don't have money, then you may want to ignore that 10% savings rule for the time being. Right now, saving money is not going to help you if you're, you know, trying to fight off debt collectors and things of that sort. So stabilize your finances first, and then you can start saving again once you're back on track. Make sure you review your past month's spending. Online banking and different types of budgeting software and apps can help you categorize your spending so that you can make adjustments if necessary. Negotiate credit card interest rates. If you have good credit, and like I said, you're starting to notice that you may not be able to make your payments or the interest rate is too high, call the credit card company and ask them if they'll reduce the rate. A lot of times they will if you are a good customer. Even if you're not, they will try. A lot of companies will work with you, but you have to call and ask for help. Otherwise, they will just raise your interest, which will make it harder for you to pay your debt down in the long run. Make sure you eliminate any unnecessary expenses. We've talked about this plenty of times before. Cut back on buying that morning coffee. You can make that at home. Don't eat out. Sale or no sale, even if you think it's a good buy, if you don't really have the money, then it's not a good buy. So eliminate any unnecessary expenses. Make sure you journal your new budget. Monitor your progress by journaling for 1 month. Just write down every dollar and cent that you spend in a notebook. Categorize it by, you know, like food, rent, utilities, clothing, et cetera, and then go back and check over it. After you journal for a month, you know, just adjust the spending as needed. And if necessary, if you're over your budget, you know, you can determine where you can cut back, if you can cut back in any areas. And also, if you have to seek new income, if you're barely getting by, you need to either work overtime, get a second job, or look for a higher paying job, which we know right now is hard to do. So if you can work overtime or find a side job that, you know, can help you out with just a little bit of money here and there, you do need to do that. Just make sure you take advantage of free budgeting apps and software on, you know, your phones or anything that you can get for free. Keep in mind that a lot of churches and local community centers offer free financial classes, and a lot of times they work with neighboring banks and financial institutions to get you back on track with your accounts and getting approval of loans and things of that sort and helping to boost your credit score. So look for that in your community as well. Even if you don't have money right now, again, you need to make sure you budget the little bit of money that you do have. And if you don't know how to do that, you can find someone nearby that can help you with that, usually at a community center or places like the YWCA, even your local bank or credit union can sometimes help you with that.
All the way live from Newark with our finance, we appreciate Toya. Folks, tonight we are diving into the tragic situation out in St. Petersburg, Florida tonight. Neighborhood turned into a war zone. Keep listening. Thanks, Toya.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
Need energy? Can't sleep? Yo, you have discomfort? Yo, I got a solution for you. The name of the company is called Ciora. Yo, I need you to log on. Foresight.ciora.com. www.foresight, one word, .ciora.com. Stress, pain, can't sleep, all of those issues. Put the Red Bull down. Stop popping those pills because this product is non-transdermal. Ciora is the company. Yo, it's global. It is blown up, and now it's all over the world. Be the first to try a new cutting-edge solution. www.foresight.ciora.com. Foresight.ciora.com. Can't sleep? Need energy? Got discomfort? Ciora.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
I make that rolling music. I'm on that rolling music. The pills make me do it. This is that rolling music.
Ah. I'm rolling, I'm rolling, yeah, I'm rolling, yeah, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, yeah. Now, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, beam me up, Scotty, I'm rolling. I wake up in the morning, don't know how I got here. I stumble to the fridge and pull me out a cold beer. I go back to the couch, then I check my phone. Then I check my pockets, this must have left me alone. Gucci bandanas and I smell like her cologne. I mean her perfume, this got me in the zone. I look around me, I'm checking my surroundings and feeling on the leather cuz this kid profound me. Then I see a pig man, he known as the brick man. Thinking that I popped his bitch, I crack a slight grin. Turns out it was his name Shot. 5'4" slanted eyes and we both get a real pill popping animal with pill popping. And she don't mind going down, she could fuck a good. So I scroll back through my phone trying to find a good flick. Cause when you rolling, you be your next. I'm rolling. 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 Now. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm roll. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm roll. It's overdose. What you ask for? I got that that'll put you on your boy. Soon as I get him, I'm hopping on Route 50. I'm gonna work with him. And my mouth twitching, clutching on the kickstand, moving fast as man. Blue Dolphin Superman, just to keep it bland. So ask your man who got a man, who gon' ask his friend.
for that boy, the $8 man. Oh, you don't fuck with, what about, oh, you don't fuck with that? Let's take it back to, I got what you need. Oh, yeah, your car on E. I fuck with your G, and I got delivery. Smash box, flood the trap spot. Got a whole pack, work it to the block hot. Orange 2 is gone, next 48 we out. And we pop a bean to celebrate that we moving on them. The regular life, my life was like a moving home. And it's starring me, L overdose. And I'm memeing on them, I got the Nina on them. Front seat action, hip hop, get your speaker blown. I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling, I'm rolling. I'm rolling, I'm rolling. Now, beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up, Scotty. I'm rolling.
CM Hyman Radio Live, that was a man Overdose with I'm Rolling. You can check him out at IamOverdose.com. You can also check him out www.hackmedia.com. I am Overdose.
Don't forget that dot.
I said dot. www.hackmedia.com.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
All right. So look, right. I don't think that this is going to turn into a frenzy, though. I mean, I don't think that this is going to, hopefully, that this doesn't escalate any further.
I think it's coincidental.
You know, that this does not become a theme. Or, you know,
yeah,
that when they serve
24 hours
do.
Has
yeah.
to be coincidental.
Right, and hopefully so. And hopefully so. You know, just because, I mean, because you look at it like this. Just because, you know, he lives in this man lives in Florida. Doesn't mean he doesn't know anybody
Florida.
That lives in another state. You know what I'm saying? Like, hopefully it isn't. You know, hopefully all of this is unrelated.
I don't understand. Let me clarify. Are you saying hopefully there is no connection between this situation in St. Petersburg and others in other areas?
The theme of cop killing is what I'm speaking of.
Gotcha.
Yes, thank you for making me clarify. The theme of cop killing is what I hope does not turn into a theme. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I hope it does not turn into a copycat theme.
Were you afraid to say cop killing?
No, actually, I wasn't afraid to. I just didn't think of it. And when you said it, when you asked me, that's when I was like, yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay, no problem.
Yes.
Folks, it's Monday, January 24th. This is Real Talk Radio, and we want to make sure we are clear on the opinions and the comments that are being made. If you just tuned in to the program, we're talking about the St. Petersburg neighborhood that was turned into a war zone today as Hydra Lacey Jr. Took out two police officers on the St. Petersburg Police Force, along with the U.S. Marshal, who is in the hospital as we speak.
Right. And they were, like, you know, on the other side of town, they were burying two other officers, you know, the officers from the other night, I mean, from the other day, you know?
Yeah, well, Miami's far from St. Petersburg. Actually, St. Petersburg is close to me here in Tampa.
Right.
It's right across the bridge.
Right.
Miami's about 4 hours away from us. But nevertheless, the point that's being made is, you know, just a week ago, two officers were just shot and killed in Miami. Let's go to the phones. Area code 813, that's Florida. Last four digits, 3821. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. The world is yours.
My name is Maurice. I'm calling from Tampa.
Maurice, you're calling from Tampa. What's going on today, Maurice?
I'm sorry?
What's on your mind tonight? St. Petersburg.
I've been following the story myself on CNN, actually, just how they were stating that, you know, in the last 24 hours, you know, 11 officers have been murdered. And I don't know, it just raises a lot of questions within me as far as, you know, the level of respect people have for law enforcement nowadays, and, you know, are people really actually turning on police officers?
Are they actually turning on police officers? I think that's what we were just asking ourselves. Do you think that this is a coincidence, or are people really showing a cop-killing mentality? Are we really bringing back NWA? And, you know, I mean, I don't know if people even remember NWA in really the early 90s, but there was a movement that really, it was full-fledged when it came to cop killing. Maurice, do you think potentially this could be a plague on society?
No, I don't think so. I certainly hope it wouldn't. I've always tried to respect,
well,
you know, officers, and, you know, always tried to believe that they are actually there, you know, to protect and serve. But 11 and 24 hours, that's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. Maurice, appreciate you for calling in. Maurice calling from Tampa tonight. Let's go to area code 202. Looks like D.C. D.C., the world is yours. Tell us your name. We know your name. What are you calling today?
It's Coop calling from D.C.
No doubt.
Coop, hey, the honorary co-host.
Hey, I have to kind of like side. Well, I think T he kind of agreed with what CeeLo was saying. What she was saying that earlier, she was, I forget what's the word was she used, but I do think it is a little bit of a, let me see, I'm trying to get the words together. I think it's a little bit of an epidemic with it, with
yeah.
the whole shooting thing, not just with police officers or whatever, because I remember the other week with the whole thing that happened with the congresswoman.
Yeah.
Rachel
right.
Maddow brought up that the states with the most laid-back gun laws also have the most gun deaths. And so people have to see that there's, it's a coincidence. But what happens is you'll have something that happened in St. Petersburg, and the way that the politicians will try to fix it, they will make up more laws with longer jail sentences. And that doesn't fix the issues when the guns are still available. I remember seeing this lady on TV talking about how the guy that shot the Congress, did the shooting at the foot of the Congress lady or whatever, how she saw him come to her house. And the man asked her on TV, he said, well, were you scared? And she said, no, I wasn't scared because I'm always packing. And I'm sitting there looking at this lady like, you probably never even been in a fist fight in your life, much less a gunfight, but you were
right.
ready to get into a gunfight with this person. And that is messed up that our world has come to this. Like with the police officers that have been shot, I remember back maybe about 10 years ago, it might have been more than 10 years ago in D.C., we had an incident where a guy walked into the police station and shot, I think, two officers and two FBI agents. It came out later on that apparently they were trying to get him involved in the case, and they had been basically hinting around the neighborhood that he was snitching. And his way of getting back at them for lying on him was that he went in there. He was off his rocker, of course, for him to even do that. But that was his way of getting back at them. And so it's like that's what it was. CeeLo was saying that sometimes these people feel like they're back into a corner, or they feel like they have to retaliate some kind of way. And that does happen.
Right.
Yeah, and I totally get that. I absolutely get that sometimes our back is against the wall, and we got to make decisions and kind of accept the consequences, right? But when it comes to if you're suffering, if you're hurting, there are proper steps to take to get the help that you need. Although I do realize that there's mental disorders that's associated and psychological disorders that's associated in situations like this. I totally agree with CeeLo when she say it's like a buildup, you know, from something else. This started years ago, you know, probably in his childhood or his teenage years. something that wasn't treated, you know. So, I mean, but there's still consequences for our actions. Many of us have gotten upset to the point where we wanted to do some horrible things to people. Did we? No. What was it that caused us not to? Or what made it just be a thought? You know, it's a certain level of respect and understanding when it comes to the law. Maurice, if you're still there, you're in Tampa. Maurice, you still there?
Yes.
Tampa's not that far from St. Petersburg.
Mm.
Is that normal behavior?
No, not at all. That's
okay.
Actually the biggest thing I've seen out of St. Petersburg in a long time.
Okay, so it's not something that's a trend.
No.
So, you know, I'm subject to believe, Coop, you know, and what CeeLo said. You know, this is an isolated incident in which I think it was stated he did not want to go back to prison. He said he wasn't going back. I heard the young lady on the news say that's what he said. You know, that was the position he took.
Right, because, I mean, you're thinking like, okay, outside of the situation that occurred, it was a whole bunch of other things going on, you know, before that even took place. You know, I mean, just like with the traffic stops. Who knows? Whoever these people that were being stopped, I don't know, maybe they were paranoid and shut. You know, like what if they had never had a ticket before in their life, but something had just happened at home and they're, you know, and that just happened. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows why?
Yeah.
It doesn't make
go
sense.
Out.
It's crazy that it's going to that, but it's been that way. I honestly think that it's been that way. It's just publicized more because we have more media outlets now. You know, I think that we're just, our eyes are just being open to what's been going on for years, and more people are having voices, and we actually are getting to hear the cries. We're actually,
well, this is not how I want to hear the cry. It's 11 p.m. here in Tampa, Florida. It's 11 p.m. in Washington, D.C. Well, we got to get it together. If you're hurting, you know, taking it out on people in this manner is not the way to go. You know, I don't give a damn how you was raised. I don't give a damn, you know, about your cry. This is not the way to cry. To where you're killing people that's in the community to help us. It's not right. It's Monday, January 24th. We'll be right back. You're in tune to TM Hammer Radio Live. This is crazy.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Change. We in your house screaming,
fuck your couch, nigga.
You ain't gonna do me like your Charlie. This man's legendary like Marley. Where my necklace at?
Straight from Miss Francis' house. Don't it look good? Don't it look good?
Affirmative. We set the little studio L on fire. Cobra clutch beats till they fall asleep. Who we? Fly daily to Sunday Guangdong after Hong Kong. Some young punk TV screwing. I leave him black and blue and hit him with a clip. He gon' catch the swan fluent.
Let's stick to the music.
And he unlike there's none other. Title back against the wall like the Johnson brothers.
I was under them covers.
You got the best looking mother.
I swear your moms ain't ugly, love. My shit got rocked.
She had me yebbity debbity debbity on some much mouth shit. Get your hands off my necklace. It cost a million francs.
Hey, you, ever feel tired or stressed out like you're carrying a weight of the world on your shoulders? Come in. Let me tell you something. Massages for Life is coming to Hampton Roads. What's Massages for Life? Yo, it's the ultimate massage spa. Won't you log on to the website? It's www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com. Or better yet, won't you just call Dee Dee? Her number is 757-270-6469. That's Massages for Life. Yo, they hooked me up. The stress is gone. Won't you let them do the same for you? Massages for Life. www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com or call Dee Dee, 757-270-6469. Tell her you heard it on TM Holland Radio Live.
TM Hunting Radio Live. We just heard Million Dollar by Knapsack Children. Thanks for joining us this evening. If you're just tuning in to us, we've been talking about the recent, I guess you want to say, cop killings that have been going on over the past 24 hours all over the U.S. One in particular that is really close to Terrence would be in Florida and what happened in St. Petersburg. We had a caller that called in and stated that, you know, it's crazy how there's a lack of respect for law enforcement. And my thinking is it's not just a lack of respect for law enforcement. It's just a lack of respect for people in general. I mean, if you think about it, people don't care about what happens to other people nowadays, not just law enforcement. I just think we don't care about people in general. I mean, if you don't care about yourself, your family, friends, why would you care about law enforcement or police officers or anyone else for that matter?
Have you all ever stopped and thought, could any of this potentially have to do with the fact that we took, like, prayer and God, like, out of schools and took them out of, like, I mean, it's like morality, values. Our value system is like zero. I mean, think about all of even the killings in schools. We didn't have that back in the, you know, 70s and the 80s when, you know, God was all up in public schools. I mean, you know, it could be me, you know, but I think the value and moral system, it makes a difference in society. And our social awareness and our social spirituality has gone downhill over the last couple decades.
I mean,
you talk about respect. Respect is, you know, all tangled up in your value systems and how you're raised. And, you know, if you say yes, sir, and no, ma'am, you know, that's disappeared in our households. Why?
I mean, parents don't even force their kids to speak. You know, I mean, like,
No home training. That's the
right, at all. So it's
no
like,
home training at all.
You know what?
Well, why
like,
is there no home training? There's no home training because there's no value system. There's no belief system. You know, the one thing that I can say about us when we were in school, we used to get the paddle because it was a belief that you what is it? What is something about spoiling the child, sparing the rod?
Spoil the child, spare the rod.
Right.
The rod,
so they used to paddle us to school.
Yeah.
They think about paddling a child in school today. You could catch a lawsuit. Why?
Almost definitely. Yeah, but you know what, though? Some teachers did take it, too. I remember this one teacher she in elementary school. She's cool.
Let's not go there. Let's not go down that road. I mean, all I'm saying is, why has the system changed?
Because for the teachers that were abusing it, that's why it changed.
Do you really believe that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Because, cool. I mean, like, real, cool. I mean, it's
cool.
easier.
Do you believe that teachers abusing the system is why God was taken out of church?
No, not God.
I mean, out of the schools? You mean the paddles?
Yeah, I was talking about the paddles. I wasn't talking about, I want to know.
Okay.
No, I'm talking about the paddles.
The paddles.
No, right, yeah. The other way when
do you believe the paddles were taken out of schools because teachers were abusing it?
I think so. The paddles, yeah. It's just like how you have some parents that they upset about something and the child does wrong and they spank the child, but they're taking out their extra anger out on the child.
Yeah.
It'd be very easy for that to translate over to school. Some teachers might not be able to say, okay, this child needs to be paddled. They might also have that extra anger on them about what's going on at their house, at their own house, and they're putting that extra oomph in. This little bad-ass kid give me a hard time. I'm already my electric bill late.
Yeah.
Right.
So I can see that. But I also do agree too. It's a lot of safety mechanisms that we had in the communities. And I've said this to people before. It's like we sometimes overcompensate to correct one thing, and we cause another problem.
Right.
Like in the 80s with all the different mandatory minimums and everything, those fathers that were going to prison were never coming home to bring back that message that you shouldn't do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's one thing that being in prison saying, hey, you don't want to be here, but you can't raise nobody from behind no glass wall. They're looking at you thinking, they looking at you, excuse my language, they're looking at you like, nigga, you can't tell me what to do.
Right.
And so those fathers weren't able to come home and do that. Like, I remember when I was a kid, I remember having a dude tell me, because I wanted a pager, an older dude that was up to no good telling me, I don't want to ever see you with a pager. And those type of things, at least it keeps you on a straight path long enough for you to grow up some.
Right.
But those things now, to make your own decisions when you're older. But now you don't have those safety mechanisms mechanisms in the neighborhoods. You got kids.
Right.
Being the leaders for kids.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. And now, you know what? Right, because it breaks down. It's like our foundation. It's like we're still trying to gain our foundation. We're still in the process of gaining our foundation as a community. I feel so. I mean, I think we're just really now at the point where we're able to, like our generation, you know, it's like I feel like our generation is smarter than the 30 and 40 years old, you know, when we were children. I think that we're more open. A lot of lies were uncovered that we were taught as children, you know, as we've grown up. And so, like, we're gaining. That's why this is so hurtful to us because, of, you know, it's like these police officers dying. Yes, their families are hurt, but it should hurt everyone in America, everyone that hears about the story, because it's like, okay, what's next? If the people that are supposed to be here to protect us can't even be, you know, if they can't,
protect
they're not
themselves.
Against being killed. You know what I'm saying?
If they can't protect themselves.
Right. It's like, okay, so now what? So then, okay, it goes back to the whole gun law thing. Okay, but then what about the gun laws for the people who aren't going to kill police officers or who aren't going to just walk into a convenience store, into a store, or into work because they got mad? You know, I mean,
how many of us actually own a gun? Coop, do you own a gun?
Nah.
I do not. I want to acquire one. I know how to shoot. I go to the range. I've kind of prepped myself to own one, but I don't. CeeLo, do you own a gun?
I'd rather not say.
Okay, that's fine. I respect that.
But I say I'm a sharp shooter.
Miss, we'll accept that. Willingham, do you own a gun?
Not anymore.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
You own a gun?
Several.
Okay.
Good job.
I like that. I like that. Maurice from Tampa, if you're still hanging out with us, do you own a gun?
Legally, yes. Yeah.
That's what's good. No, I only, he's illegal. He stressed that legally thing. Hey, folks, I only ask because CeeLo raised a great point. Sometimes situations that really have nothing to do with you often impact laws that impact you. You know, we got to be conscious of what's happening because when proposals and amendments start hitting the ballots around election time because of these type of situations, you got to vote to protect your rights. Because government, you know, when this kind of stuff starts happening to police officers, you know, you're talking 11 and 24 hours across the country, you know, you best believe a strategy's underway, and you don't want to lose your rights as a citizen. I don't own a gun, but I want to own a gun, and I want to reserve my right to bear arms, you know. But we got to make sure that we stand up for bearing arms in a productive legal way. We'll be right back.
Up the city, man, you roll the dice. six. Forget the previous chance that you just missed, and the way you nailed me, it was meant to be. But now I'm in the archives, saying what's on my mind, and it is evident for everyone to see that you are not a monster, but a blessing to me. And times change, and people do accordingly, following the process, and abide by the principle. Yeah, the principle that underlines all of creation. Life is meant to be easy. Yeah, it's all about believing. I think I've learned my lesson. Yeah. People display false first impressions. Get to know them first. Don't give in. Sooner or later, in time you will see they'll be playing your mind.
I'm Radio Live. A man charged in New Jersey's cop killing appears before the judge today. That's part of the 11 that was referred to earlier. Folks, we got to really get it together and become more conscious of what's going on around us. If folks need help, let's get them that help. Your hip-hop informer, that dude, T.M. Hyman, T.M. Hyman Radio Live. We got CeeLo all the way live from Charlotte with entertainment and national news.
Good afternoon in the morning time. It is the entertainment news for January 23rd. No, 24th, excuse me. It's 2011. I want to start with, look, the Department of Homeland Security, they issued order to shut down 82 websites. Now, the websites were being shut down because they said they were engaged in the illegal sale and distribution of counterfeit goods and copywritten works as part of an operation in our site, V.2.0. Now, one of the sites that was shut down was WorldStarHipHop.com. And since the shutting down of these 82 websites, 50 has, you know, jokingly... Or well, he's been taunting that, you know, he had something to do with WorldStar being shut down, because if you guys remember, 50 had he had filed a lawsuit against them last year for defamation or whatever. But yeah, so that's crazy. 82 websites. So you know what your government can do. On to other entertainment news. Beyonce is set to play lead in a Clint Eastwood remake called A Star Is Born. And it's supposed to be a full-on musical love story, and the production is set to begin in fall. So when I get a date of, you know, when it's going to come out, I'll let you guys know. And I hope she gets recognition this time, you know, with this musical, because, you know, she didn't get much for Dreamgirls. But other music news, new music, Talib Kweli, he has a new song and video called Cold Rain. So you guys, when you get a chance, check that out. And then back of the swing of things, Lil Wayne, his I Am Music tour launches in March. It's going to be a 24-city tour, and it begins March 18th in Buffalo, New York, and it's going to end April 29th in Vancouver, British Columbia. The tickets go on sale February 4th at LiveNation.com. And I think that's worldwide money right there. But last but not least, how about this? Music sports fans, let me let you guys know this. Christina Aguilera is slated to sing the national anthem, so you can check that out for Super Bowl. But, again, now, last but not least, President Obama's State of the Union speech is tomorrow. So you check your local listings so you can check that out. His emphasis is going to be winning in the future. So stay empowered. I love you guys. Love me. Peace.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Boys, believe you. I know you're feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, cold. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code.
Coach, I do this, she looking real exclusive. Coke bottle body, you mind me, you who I'm choosing. Had her nails, nails the feet, put her in and shoot your three. Captain on my team, starting five, and she love the D. Lock it down, not nervous when other teams around. Ollie hoop it to her, lay it up and knocking jumpers down. Start when the whistle sound, you gotta bend it down. All four quarters, quick motion, I work it up and down. Hard worker, MVP, mommy is the keeper. She came early just to practice on the buzzer beater. But you a ball hard, slip. And got your shot blocked. It's teamwork. You send your plan. Time to stop. Keep your eyes on the clock, cause it's running tick and tock. Call a timeout right now. You gotta pass the rock. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench yelling, put me in the game.
Come to you. I know you're feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, code. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code.
Cleats laced, undefeated, baby screaming shouts. She on the field, constantly stretching that body out. Altitude coming fresh from a game winner. Helmet strapped on tight, replacing my starting center. She grabbed the bottle right, love to throw that water back. I'm breaking all the rules, I'm the coach and the quarterback. First and 10, should I hand it off or throw it in? Opponents get under her skin, got us losing yards again. She get the ball and she juking it out of control. Had to slow a roll, was going through the wrong hole. Field goal, G-spot, mommy is a packer. Fumbled the ball but ran hard to pick up the tackle. One of the best players, but she on the second team. Gotta take it deep to be starting up on my first string. That's how the game go. I'm what you playing for. She coming off the bench yelling, put me in the game.
I'm telling you, I know you're feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, code. Put me in the game, code. Put me in the game, code. Put me in the killing my style. I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code, put me in the game code.
I put him in the game, first position is the pitcher's mound. Two balls, one strike, mommy don't play around. Last innings with positions, now I got her up the bat. Baby girl swinging like crazy, but still ain't hit it yet. She blew a bubble and winked and said, I got the spot. Next pitch came, mommy swung and knocked it off the park. Only take the best from my team, so play by the rules. Scouts hit the game to check me out, you gotta move. Especially with my head lady in the game. Be trained, she shooting in me and everything. When she in this, no losing, never get substituted. Where's number one on her jersey and she gon' prove it. She ride at home with the coach when the game end. Overtime when she bring it down, I throw it in. That's how the game go, I'm what you playing for. I beat it up so bad, she like, take me out the game,
I'm telling you, I know you're feeling me. I've been checking you out all night. I'm trying to see if you gon' put me in the game, code. 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 I got you like wild, boy, you need to stop playing with it and come and put it down. You need to put me in the game, code. Put me in the game, code. Put me in the game, code. Put me in the game, code.
TM Hyman Radio Live, that was Zell, put me in the game. It is currently 11:27 here on the East Coast. Thanks for tuning into us this evening. Excuse me, it's getting a little late.
No doubt.
Now, as far as gun laws are concerned, I really think that they're really, really going to get strict on gun laws. Of course, I don't think they're going to deny the right to bear arms altogether, but if you don't already have a firearm, they're going to make it really difficult for you to be able to get one in the future. At least I believe that's what's going to happen.
I see the need. I totally understand the need, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, I think that there should be gun laws. However, I mean, like each state, like if they're going to do it, I think it needs to be the same across from state to state. I mean, like it is against the law to carry firearms across state lines. You know, like, for instance, if you're going to move, and there's a lot of people that don't know this, like, say, for instance, if you're moving from Florida to Georgia and you own a firearm, you're supposed to call the state police and let them know that you're going to be traveling across state lines. Like, you can't just do that, you know. But it doesn't mean that – what about those people who don't – what the – Lord, I forget my whole term.
No, I mean, but I understand what you're saying. You're supposed to follow the law that's it pertains to your state. The laws change as you go from
state to
state, as you're carrying a firearm.
Right, correct.
It's Monday, January 24th, my friends. Thanks for riding with us. It's Money Monday. We had mortgage versus rent scheduled. We will reschedule that for a future program. Tonight, you know, we've really just been talking about what seems to be an interesting phenomenon. 11 officers killed in the United States in the last 24 hours. Tonight we've been focused specifically on the situation out in St. Petersburg, Florida, where one Hydra Lacey Jr., brother of boxer Jeff Lacey, was literally bulldozed to death by the St. Petersburg Police Department.
Where did they get that from?
They called it a bulldozer.
I mean, like, but the what I'm saying, I'm talking about the thought. Who said, well, we can't shoot him out, so let's bulldoze
him? That's what, he, you know what, because somebody got really upset because
right.
he had killed two officers and he shot a U.S. Marshal who had actually tried to get him out of the attic. So he was scrapped, and he was not coming out. And obviously they felt as if they couldn't get him out. So, you know, we had to think out of the box. And I'm just trying to understand the logic of a bulldozer. But guess what? It solved the problem.
Yeah.
By
it
any
did.
Means necessary.
Unfortunately. That problem.
It's a tragic situation, folks. Our only purpose for scratching the regularly scheduled program to bring this to you, one, because we want to actually get more in sync with regular news and bring you cutting news stories as a program. But this is an interesting phenomenon, and we just want to make you aware if you're not aware. People are off their freaking rocker.
Yeah.
Yo, if you don't understand the need to seek a higher power, but keep watching the news.
Yeah, I'm telling
you. Yo, what about the bombing in Russia? Hold on, let's not forget the 35 and dead and the over 100 wounded about the bombing at the airport by the terrorists in Russia.
I'm not up to date. That is breaking news for me.
Yeah.
No, that happened about 9 o'clock this morning.
This morning? Yeah, absolutely.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
talking about
the
off the rocker.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Off the rocker.
Okay, so do me a favor. Let's pause. Hey, Miss Willingham, give us a recap of the story as you know it.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not in front of it anymore, but as I was researching tonight about the 11 policemen, I saw the story about in Russia, a Russian airport terrorist bombing by terrorists killed 35, injured over 130, I think was the last number I saw. You have to forgive me, I have to go back in front of the, I'm sorry, the computer. Toya, by chance, do you have it up in front of you? Give me a second.
I don't have it up in front of me, but I do know, I think there were about 35 people that they know for sure that were dead as a result of the bombing at the airport in Moscow. That's all I know. I didn't read the full story on it, but, you know, it was a suicide bomber. They attacked the busiest airport in Moscow. I mean, just like any other terrorist attack, a suicide bomber, not any other, but a lot of the other terrorist attacks. It was a bombing, a suicide bombing in Moscow. I mean, there were over like 100 people wounded. At least 35 people dead. And I think it happened at, I don't know how to pronounce the airport, but like I said, it's the busiest airport in Moscow. So, you know, it's suicide bombers, so you can't get a story after the fact.
What is it? 35 killed, 152 injured. I'm pulling it up now. It's just, I mean, just ridiculous. You talk off the rocker. I mean, come on. I mean, for real, what's, I'm not sure what terrorist group has claimed.
Hey, you know what? Let's pause for the cause. Hold on. Let's pause for the cause. It's 11:33. Wow, this is interesting. You're in tune to TM Hot Radio Live. It's Monday, January 24th, and we're bringing you cutting edge news. I like it. I don't like the stories. I don't like the topics. But we're in tune, and we're trying to keep you in tune. We'll be right back.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
So hard to breathe, they say that we call love. Ain't nothing worse than the hurt we receive from love. When you get hurt by the one you're living for, hate can make you wanna love no more.
No more. I just can't be loving you no more. I love you more than I love myself. I can't, I just can't be loving you.
Free, coming to you live from Tampa, Florida, Hack Media Studios, all the way live from Chesapeake, VA. Give it up for DP.
Everyone, I just want to give a little bit more information about the bombing I mentioned over in Moscow. Again, 35 dead, over 100 wounded. Per CNN, .com, it says the blast occurred around 4:30 p.m. at the entrance of the international arrivals at one of the most busiest airports in Moscow. I may be pronouncing this wrong. Please forgive me. The Domodedovo Airport. Again, over 100-plus wounded. It said 152 last counted. At the latest update, 35 were killed. Two British nationals seem to be two of the killed in that. Also, it does state that the terrorists, no one has, again, claimed any responsibility at this point, said as far as who's taking responsibility for the bombing. Barack Obama is quoted as saying that the bombing is a premeditated attack against innocent civilians. Please tune into CNN.com for the latest updates on that information. But, again, goes to show that people are definitely off their rocker. But tonight's talking wellness tonight. The segment tonight is about positive self-image and how that impacts our positive body image. Basically, the two can be seen as one and the same, unless you're separating body image by your physical look and appearance. Some people see self-image and body image as one and the same. And can it be improved? Definitely, yes. Your body image develops throughout your life based off your experiences, how you were brought up, your emotions and experiences during childhood and adolescence, the things people say about you, the things people have done to you, be it negative or positive. And normally a negative body image is something that we probably all have of ourselves some way. You know, we carry some piece of negative body image about ourselves, but that's not what other people see. And just because we see the imperfections, most people don't see those little imperfections that we see. So, again, can you improve that body image? You definitely can. First thing you need to do is don't compare yourself against anyone else. Besides the fact that you are unique and no one else is made like you, that's why we all have different fingerprints. Therefore, you can't compare yourself to anybody. You can't look like the model in Cosmopolitan. You can't look like Oprah. You can't look like anybody else but who God intends you to look like. So, again, you are unique. So if you know you need to lose weight, then lose weight because you know you need to lose weight, not because you're trying to look like Christina Aguilera or somebody. Be, you know what I'm saying? Compare yourself against yourself. Write positive things about yourself. If this is your opportunity to start a journal. You know, compliment yourself. If you can't find anything nice to say about yourself, then, first of all, don't expect anybody else to say anything nice about you. But that gives you an opportunity to start setting goals, you know, so that you can begin to be able to compliment yourself. This is a good place to start. Definitely you want to think about the root cause of why, you know, you may have a negative body image or you're unhappy with your body image, especially if it's due to your weight or your shape or your figure. You want to notice if there's a pattern. Is there anything that you can do? Can I change the way I'm eating? Can I do more exercising? You know, or again, it might just be all in your head. Stop thinking that, you know, the more that you look down about yourself, the more people will praise you. You know, that's not the way it works. You know, have a good self, body image, a positive self image and body image. That way people will see that. They won't see that you're trying to, you know, seek out compliments and seek out praise when, you know what I mean, when that's unnecessary. You know, when what you want to do is be a ray of light, a ray of hope, and to be duplicatable and show people how to have a self-image about and body image about themselves. So you definitely want to have that within yourself. And remember that your sense of worth should come from yourself, not from what other people think about you or your body. That's your own ideas of what you think about yourself. Learn to accept all aspects of yourself with kindness, your body, your mind, your emotions, and your spirit, and choose your friends and partners who've learned the same lessons in life and who respect themselves and love themselves. Don't be around a whole bunch of people who have low self images and low body images of themselves. That doesn't help you out any. Get around positive thinking people and definitely spread positivity so we can stop these killings.
Miss Willingham, live out of Chesapeake tonight, with some pretty good enlightenment, health and wellness. We'll be right back.
Hey, you, ever feel tired or stressed out like you're carrying a weight of the world on your shoulders? Come in. Let me tell you something. Massages for Life is coming to Hampton Roads. What's Massages for Life? Yo, it's the ultimate massage spa. Won't you log on to the website? It's www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com. Or better yet, won't you just call Dee Dee? Her number is 757-270-6469. That's Massages for Life. Yo, they hooked me up. The stress is gone. Won't you let them do the same for you? Massages for Life. www.massagesforlife.massagetherapy.com or call Dee Dee, 757-270-6469. Tell her you heard it on TM Holland Radio Live.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
Need energy? Can't sleep? Yo, you have discomfort? Yo, I got a solution for you. The name of the company is called Ciora. Yo, I need you to log on foresight.ciora.com. www.foresight.ciora.com. Stress, pain, can't sleep, all of those issues. Put the Red Bull down. Stop popping those pills because this product is non-transdermal. Ciora is the company. Yo, it's global. It is blown up, and now it's all over the world. Be the first to try a new cutting-edge solution. www.foresight.ciora.com. Foresight.ciora.com. Can't sleep? Need energy? Got discomfort? Ciora.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Industry shady, you need to be taken over. Industry shady, you need to be taken over. Industry shady, you need to be taken over. You need to be taken over. You need to be taken over. Industry shady, you need to be taken over. Industry shady, you need to be taken over. You need to be taken over. You need to be taken over. Industry shady, you need to be taken over. Industry shady, you need to be taken over. Industry shady, you need to be taken over. You need to be taken over. You need to be taken over. Industry shady. You need to be taken over. Industry shady. You need to be taken over. You need to be taken over. You need to be taken over. Industry shady. You need to be taken over.
They say the ups and downs symbolize life. Cause when the line is straight, that mean you out of life. That mean you out of breath. Jigga said it best. If I ain't the best, then lay me to rest. It's a new breed of MCs, but I got the torch on like I'm a triple C. Gonna play on the hip of me for the mystery. Four niggas get rid of me, I'm going down to history. Critics try to tell a nigga what to write about. I can only tell the people what my life about. Like I gave them reason to doubt. Guess I be American gangster till a nigga black out. Trapped out while the labels playing mind games. I throw that powder in the air like LeBron James. This is H.I.P., H.O.P., stupid, not H.I.P., P.O.P.
Industry shady, you need to be taken over. Industry shady, you need to be taken over. Industry shady, you need to be taken over. You need to be taken over. You need to be taken over. Industry shady, you need to be taken over. Industry shady, you need to be taken over. You need to be taken over. You need to be taken over. Industry shady, you need to be taken over.
The industry shady and I ain't talking slim. You miss my aftermath when I touch the fence up with him. Like it's good, I keep it gutter. I'm real, and I ain't talking chance, brother. Listen, I ain't with procrastinators. Labor steady jerking niggas like masturbation. Patiently waiting, grind hard with a team of boom. Album sales down cause of Lime Wire and iTunes. So I ain't waiting for labels to get the word mouth. I'm throwing out the trunk like my niggas from the Dirty South. What I gotta do? Ringtone, voice tone, not keep two nines on them like Jay-Z Cologne. Turn the speakers on, watch me turn the heaters on. It's a takeover, bitch, yeah, I get my heat on. But take the best, but cut the check. Cause when people hear me, they be like, why you ain't done yet?
Industry shady, you need to be taking over. Industry shady, you need to be taking over. Industry shady, you need to be taking over. You need to be taking over. You need to be taking over. Industry shady, you need to be taking over. Industry shady, you need to be taking over. You need to be taking over. You need to be taking over.
Mobile approaches cause of my vocal ghetto. So you a part of history if I know you.
I know you.
The industry shady, these niggas acting crazy. They rather play retarded on it, send pay a homage. Let me tell you the definition of scrap. Real niggas don't fall, we bounce back. Little nigga, I am next to grown. I'm trying to turn stumbling blocks into stepping stones.
Little niggas,
when the message was on, I got my lessons on. Now my rap IQ high as a dose of methadone. Chasing my destiny, I got the controller. Cause either you take under or you take over. The industry ugly and need a makeover. We fake soldiers, bake cake cause the break's over. Like EDP, I gotta go hard. I'm just trying to take a game like a memory card.
Industry shady, you need to be taking over. Industry shady, you need to be taking over. Industry shady, you need to be taking over. 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 Industry shady, you need to be taking over. You need to be taking over. You need to be taking over. Industry shady, you need to be taking over. Over.
WHAC TM Hyman Radio Live, 11:51. Got like 8 minutes left in the show. It's Monday, January 24th, 2011. And the TM Hyman Radio Live team extends a very special thanks to all of the fallen officers for their dedication and service. 11 was the last count within the last 24 hours. Folks, I don't know, you know, what has to happen. We have not been by any means trying to tell you what needs to happen. We're simply just trying to raise awareness and let you know what's happening around you. What I can say is for one Hydra Lacey, 39 years old, his issues really started back in the 80s. You know, rape, grand theft, threatening, domestic violence, bodily harm, you know. All I can say is, you know, you have to be careful of those people that you associate with. You have to be conscious of those people who have that I don't have anything to lose mentality. You know, when someone, you know, feels as if they don't have anything to lose, you got to be careful. Specifically if you're someone who feels like you have a lot to lose. You know, when someone has a belief system that's 180 from yours, you need to know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. You will have been in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for riding with us. Wednesday night, check back. I believe we are talking about domestic violence. I'll check that. Cool. Thanks for riding with us, bro.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. I always enjoy y'all show, man.
Definitely, man. We appreciate you for always checking in. On Wednesday, 10 p.m., physical abuse and its impact on kids. Special guest and roundtable discussion. Check us back. Angels.
Yes, sir.
Wild, wild west we living in.
Across the world, though. It's not even just like it's limited to one section, you know. I was looking at, you know, some old movies the other day. It's like, you know what, we were raised to be violent. We all were, really. I mean, we were taught to fight for your family and fight for, we were raised to fight. The boys were supposed to fight. The women supposed to stay home and keep home and watch the men fight. I mean, like, this is crazy, man. This is what our world has turned into, yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. Maurice out of Tampa, thanks for hanging with us. Thanks for your comments and your feedback tonight. Toya, Dee, last minute shout outs, feedback, comments. Cool.
I have to agree with CeeLo. We are, and it kind of frustrates me when I hear people talk about the rappers and how violent the music is, but nobody, they don't really harp on how violent the movies are, the Arnold Schwarzeneggers and the Sylvester Stallones and everything. And the rappers just using words, and these guys up there on TV with MAC-10s and AK-47s and Tech-9s blowing about 30 people away like it's nothing.
Yeah. And what it says is that's the kind of society we live in. So, you know, like the citizen, the resident said out in St. Petersburg today on the news, she says it was like something out of the movies. She had never seen anything like that. Obviously, these dudes are reenacting what they've seen in movies like Scarface and, you know, whatever's in their mind that makes them think that they could really overpower, you know, the police, you know, or really they kind of see that there's no end. If they say that they're not going back to jail, we've said it, you know, when your back is up against the wall, it is what it is. Folks, what we can say is you got to make better decisions. And as family members of people who find themselves in situations like this, we got to try to get them help. We can't write them off because we can't pick and choose our family. My prayers go out to the family of Mr. Hydra Lacey. In the midst of it all, you know, he's still a father. He's still a brother. He's still an uncle. He's still a nephew. He's still somebody's son. He needs prayer. Just like we need prayer for the family and friends for the fallen folks of all of the officers. Tragic times. Monday, January 24th. Thanks for riding. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Protect me through my day. And as I go throughout my day, I continue to talk to you for the steps I
need to take.
And when I lay my head to sleep at night, I pray for your shield and protection. Thank you for the best, so you fight for me.
Oh,
Radio Show. DMDM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DMDM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live.